So the liturgy goes on now to reflecting on the story. We listen to the story, and now we reflect on the story to learn from the story. And that's the purpose of the sermon or the homily within a worship service. It's not to talk about this or that or the next thing, whatever I as the preacher might want to talk about. It's about what does God inspire in me through the readings that I have read, hoping that as I share that through the reflection or the sermon, that it also inspires you. Reading the story in and of itself isn't all there is. It's about taking the story, which is 2,000 years old, and bringing it into today and saying, what does it have to say to you and to me in our lives today? Where the rubber hits the road in the daily living of life and in the places where we work and the places where we go to school and the stores where we shop, the sidewalks that we walk down. So hearing the word is important, but so is reflecting on the word and about truly trying to listen for what is God saying to us today, and what is God saying to us given our experience in our lives, and what is God saying to us in terms of our experience of the world today. I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when you hear the word respect, I respect this person. I have a high respect for that individual. What do we mean by that? We honor them. Trust. We accept them where they are and for who they are. We have faith in them. We value them. And who deserves respect? Everyone. We all deserve respect. Every single human being, every child of God, we all deserve respect. Does everyone receive respect? No. Some, and in fact, I think many, too many, are denied that sense of worth, that sense of value, that sense of trust, that sense of acceptance that they rightly deserve for who they are and for all that they have to offer. And I think there's a sad reality, and that is that most often throughout history, it has been women who don't receive respect, who aren't valued for who they are, for the contributions that they make or can make. And in fact, that they're often abused, put down, diminished. And why? Because they're a woman. That's an issue of justice. And it's simply wrong, and it shouldn't happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Respect. It's a spiritual practice. It's an exercise in spiritual discipline, in how we look at ourselves and how we look at others who are around us. And out of how we look at others around us, how do we interact with them? How do we perceive them? How do we treat them? How do we engage with them in relationship, whatever that relationship might be? And it involves as much being able to respect and value ourselves for who we are, for who God created us to be, and for the contributions, the gifts, the talents, the abilities that God has given us so that we can use them and make a difference. Our gospel reading for today is about respect. Respect that was deserved. Respect that was extended in a situation where it wasn't expected or even anticipated. The unnamed woman at the well. And that really is where it starts, isn't it? The unnamed woman. She had no name. Or at least she didn't have a name that we know of. We don't know who she was. We don't know very much about her story, except a few details. And that in and of itself is a statement of value. Or maybe lack thereof. And to be sure, she didn't know a lot about respect for herself. It wasn't part of her tradition or her culture or her religion. And in particular, it wasn't part of the lifestyle that she was left living as a widow, single, without a husband. There were societal barriers and societal boundaries that were meant to keep her in her place. But what did Jesus do? Jesus entered into a conversation with her. Jesus entered into a relationship with her. Jesus showed respect for her. Jesus wanted to hear her questions and engage in a dialogue. Jesus wanted to teach her a new way of looking at herself, something that she'd likely never experienced before. And so, yes, they engaged in a conversation about faith. And it was a conversation that was life-giving and that brought out her spirit. Jesus showed her respect. Jesus gave her dignity. Jesus valued her in spite of the barriers and in spite of the boundaries that were expected of that kind of a relationship in that particular time. And in that particular place. And out of that exchange, she learned something about herself, about the possibility, maybe I do have some value. Maybe I am worth something. Maybe I can make a difference beyond what my society and culture and religion expect of me. You see, this woman saw herself through Jesus' eyes rather than through how others saw her, and even how she had always viewed herself. Imagine, put yourself, a good Lenten discipline or good Lenten exercise is to try to look at ourselves through Jesus' eyes. I wonder, what do we see? It might be thought-provoking, might be enhancing of our own spirits. If we thought about looking at ourselves through Jesus' eyes, there was a freedom that came about for this woman, and it was a spiritual freedom and ended up being lived out very practically in her day-to-day life and in the interactions she had with others who were around her. It was a transformational moment, a moment of grace and mercy and the love as God revealed himself to her, inspired in her an experience of holiness that had never been opened to her before. A grace, a sacred, holy encounter that went to the very depths of her soul. And she was so affected that she couldn't keep it to herself. She had to share it. Whether others would receive it or not, who knew? She didn't know, but she had to share it. A step that in and of itself was so out of character, beyond the expectations of those encountered when she returned home. And yet she was empowered in her spirit to proclaim boldly, "Come and see who I met today. I think he might be the Messiah." This unnamed woman, this woman of little or no value, this woman with little or no respect, went from being a non-believer who wasn't worth very much of anything to being an apostle, to playing a significant role in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and inviting others to experience and to receive that living water that she herself had been offered and received. That water that would take away their spiritually thirsty moments going forward. Well, Jesus offers us that same living water. Water that is so refreshing, water that is so spiritually thirst-quenching. And we too are transformed when we drink it, when we soak it all up into our dry spirits and our dry souls. And in that pitcher of living water, Jesus shows us a respect like we've never experienced before. Jesus values us. Jesus validates us for who we are as children of God and what we can contribute to the proclamation of the gospel. I wonder, do we feel that respect? Do we know that respect in the depth of our souls? And because we know that respect, can we show others the same respect and offer them the same value that Jesus offers to us? Respect, value, validation, acceptance. These are things that we all need, every single human being. And Jesus offers them to us, not because we deserve them, but because they are a free, life-giving, spirit-enhancing gift that God says, here, this is yours. Take it, drink from this living water, and be refreshed and be renewed. I wonder, can we show that respect with others around us that we encounter day to day, even those we may not like, even those we may not agree with, even those who may have hurt us or offended us in some way? We know the gospel imperative, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, this morning, a message to take a step further, respect your neighbor as you respect yourself. Value your neighbor as you value yourself. Validate your neighbor as you validate yourself. Trust your neighbor as you trust yourself. A good Lenten discipline has two steps to it out of our gospel reading for today. Ask yourself first, do we respect and value ourselves as human beings? Do we value ourselves and accept ourselves and respect ourselves as children of God? And if we don't, then drink of the life-giving water that Jesus offers us this morning. Be refreshed, be renewed in our spirits, and receive that respect that Jesus opens before us. And then second, how much do we respect those who are around us? What barriers are there in valuing the people we meet and work with, and even the people that we worship with? Pray that God may, through us, offer them the living water too, the respect, the value, the validation, the trust that they too deserve as beloved children of God. One more scriptural inspiration. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Well, today let's also hear Jesus saying, respect and value one another as I have respected and valued you. Amen.